Okay. So now I'd like to introduce our opening speaker for tonight. This is Katie Mick from Burlingame, California. She's kind of a big deal.
With all of you and with IkiPon, with Young Peoples and Alcoholics Anonymous. Oh, I know. Okay, this is so strange. I've had the most amazing time this weekend. Thank you guys so much to the IkiPon host committee and everyone that has put this convention on. It has been amazing, and thank you. I feel super sober because of you guys. And welcome if you're new. Welcome if you're new here, and welcome to Alcoholics Anonymous. When I was new, I hated it here, and I hated everything, and I hated all of you. And if you're here and you've made it, and you've made it to this meeting, congratulations, man. It's so terrifying. So, I have a sobriety date. It's April 25th, 2002. Oh, you guys. We just love to cheer here. I love it. I have a home group, and it's my favorite meeting ever. It's in San Mateo. It's the Bunker Hill Young People's Weekend Group. Yay! And I have a sponsor, and she's the most amazing woman ever, and I'm so lucky. And I get to sponsor the most wonderful women ever, and I'm so grateful. So that's my stats. I love you guys. So, okay, my story a little bit. I grew up around here. I went to high school in the city, and that's where I started drinking. And I was in love. I was so in love with it. But I was totally crazy too. High school was kind of boring. I powered through and I graduated. And I had some really fun nights, and I had some really horrible nights. And I knew what I wanted to do. I wanted to go to college and party. So I went to Chico State. I heard it was totally fun. And it was. It was so much fun. And I got in a lot of trouble. I lived in the dorms, and they kicked me out, and they sent me here. I don't know why. They sent me to AA, and I was 18, and I was terrified, and I went to a meeting. I wanted nothing that you guys had. None of it. I didn't get any of it. I didn't get the laughing. I hated the God part, and I didn't get the not drinking part either. So I decided to never come back here ever again. My plans never work. They never work. So I partied. I partied hard in Chico, you know, and I had less and less of those super fun, awesome nights where I was rad and I was cool, and people wanted to hang out with me. That didn't happen very much. What happened was, God, I never knew what would happen when I would drink, you know, like blackout drinker, mean drunk. I threw up all the time, mostly in my hair. Yeah. friends weren't so nice. They wouldn't hold it back, you know? I don't know. Those nice friends stopped partying with me, I guess. But it just kept getting worse and worse, you know? And I've just had the most amazing weekend. You guys have had the most amazing panels and the most amazing meetings. And I've gotten to hear my story so many times. And I hope that you have too. And that same day, that same horrible day kept happening over and over and over again for me, you know? And I hated everything about myself. I hated everything that I did and everything that I was and the way that I treated you. And then I would wake up and do it again the next day. And I didn't understand why. And I tried so many things and nothing worked. I was so lucky. I've had so many amazing people put in my life, and I've had moments of clarity. One of them was in the middle of a lie. I loved lying. And I was lying to one of my professors, and I told her that I couldn't come to class because I was having all these problems. And I had this terrifying moment of clarity. And I realized that if she knew that I was out partying every night, she would just think, oh, this girl, she's just some crazy party kid. But at that point, it wasn't a party anymore. It was work. It was what I had to do. I had to do it every night for some reason, and I was terrified. And I tried to never think about that again. I like to push things back and never think about them again. And I just kept having that same day over and over again. I would control my drinking a little bit, and it was the worst time of my life. My last night drinking, I don't really remember it, but it was trike night. It was tricycle races night. By this time, I was 21, and it was trike races night at the Bear, and it was Wednesday, and we went out for a drink. You know, why were those the craziest nights ever? And the next day, I woke up, and for some reason, I had a moment of clarity, and I couldn't push it back, and I thought maybe it's alcohol. And it was loud, man, and I had a plan. My plan was to never see my friends ever again and to not drink. These friends, I had a couple that stuck by me. They powered through, you know, and they came to my house. They probably thought I was dead, and I opened the door, and it was gross. Ugh, I was so gross. And I told them that it's been real, but I can't hang with you anymore because I'm going to stop drinking. And they said, no, that's not your problem. Oh my God, I'm going to tell you all something. It's so sad. It's the truth. And they said, no, Katie, that's not your problem. You're crazy. You need to check into mental health and, like, get fixed. I was like, thanks, guys. I'm going to try not drinking, and if that doesn't work, I'll check myself in. So for a few days, I didn't drink, and I didn't do anything, and I cried. And I tried to do life, and I tried to go to school, and I was absolutely miserable. You know, I couldn't do life with alcohol. I knew I couldn't drink anymore. I knew that if I did, I'd have that same day again, over and over and over again, because I just didn't die, you know? I just kept living that day over and over again. So I went to a counselor. I had done that so many times, but this time I was honest. To the receptionist, that poor receptionist. And I told her that I stopped drinking and I didn't know what to do. And I told someone my secret for the first time ever. And I was, kind of relieved, but the scaredest I've ever been in my whole life. And they told me about an AA meeting, and I did the most grown-up thing I'd ever done that I bragged about to my friends, and I skipped class, and I went to an AA meeting. And I went into this meeting, and it was in a classroom at Chico State, and I walked in, and it was all men. And I was like, well, I tried, but I'm not going to talk to these guys about what's going on. And then this girl walked in, and she was glowing, and she looked like she liked who she was, and like she felt comfortable in her skin, and like she showered regularly, because I didn't shower regularly at this point. I could barely do life. And she talked to me, and I don't know what we talked about, but I cried, and I stunk, and it was gross. And she came to my house the next day, and she picked me up, and she took me to an AA meeting, and she saved my life, and she had 6 months sober, and she saved my life. And I get to be here today, and I get to be amazing friends with her today. And you guys have given me the most amazing life that I did not want at all. And I followed these girls around Chico, and I followed them everywhere they went, and I followed them to Young People's, and you guys taught me how to do life without alcohol, and you taught me how to be the person that I'd always wanted to be. I hated you guys, but I went anyways, because I had nowhere else to go. I tried everything else, and I hated when you said, keep coming back. I felt like you were rubbing it in that I had nowhere else to go. I had to keep coming back. Like, I was screwed. Like, I was stuck here. I was stuck with you guys. You guys were stuck with me. Like, it sucked, you know, but I was terrified that it wasn't going to work, and so I followed them around, and I did the suggestions, and I got a sponsor, and I did the scariest things ever. I did the steps. I went to Young People's, and I get to be here today, you know, and I get to be the person that I always wanted to be. I don't hate myself anymore. You know, I didn't want to get involved in Young People's. I was terrified of you guys. And when I came to my first, like, few conferences, I had anxiety attacks the entire time. And I cried, and it was not happy tears. I mean, I cry now all the time. And I had some women that I get to sponsor, and they're like, what's wrong? And I'm like, I'm so happy. I'm so happy that I get to be here and we get to be here. And I do not deserve to be here, and I do not deserve to get a second chance. And I'm so glad that I've gotten that, and I'm so glad that we've gotten that. And God, I'm just terrified. Thank you so much, you guys, for showing me how to have fun. You know, I was ready to never have fun again, never, ever, ever, and Young People's taught me how, you know? And thank you, and if you're new and if you're terrified, I hope that you keep coming back, you know, and that you make some friends and you talk to people and you cry and you tell the truth, you know, if you can. I love you all so much, and I want to thank you for letting me hang with you guys and follow you around and then get to carry this message and have friends follow me around, and I'm just so grateful. You know, words cannot describe, so thank you so much. I love you.